Greetings from Long Time No See, the podcast. Every week, we'll be inviting two blindfolded comedians to answer a series of questions about their careers, lives, and opinions. Now, let's remove those blindfolds and start the show.
Hi!
What would your opening line with your celebrity crush be?
Loved you in Harry Potter.
Worst date you've been on?
A man bit my neck mole off once.
You did what?
A man bit my neck mole off.
Oh my God, Jack almost fell off his chair.
Be sure to follow and subscribe to the podcast.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Hell yeah, man. I'm looking at the Ren and Stimpy little figures you got there. That's dope.
Consequence Podcast Network.
And welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence, and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thanks, as always, for making your way here for checking out the episode. Please, of course, do hit that subscribe button so you can keep up the entire series. Three new interviews sent your way every single week. New and every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Makes it a great way to keep up with your favorite artists and discover those new ones. You can grab us anywhere you get podcasts from, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, at NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcasts from. Subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. If you're already subscribed, do us a big favor. Give us a rating, leave a review. That goes so far in helping a show like this out. Subscribe, rate, and review. That's the holy trinity right there of podcasting. Some of my recent guests that I've had on include Jack Antonoff of Bleachers, Peter Capaldi. He was Doctor Who. He's teaming up with Tom Mucci in the new Apple TV Plus series called Criminal Records. We have McKenna Grace. She's in the upcoming Ghostbuster film and in the previous one as well. She also has new music that we talked about. Janelle Monáe stopped by. Andy Taylor of Duran Duran. Josh Homme of Queens of the Stone Age. Dolly Parton was here. Just an example of what you get when you subscribe to the Kyle Meredith With podcast. And that's me, Kyle Meredith. And today, my guest, Eduardo Franco. You know him from the last season of Stranger Things, Stranger Things 4. We're going to be talking about his role in the new movie, Self-Reliance. So Jake Johnson wrote, directed, and stars in this. And the premise, I guess, it's a film that follows a disillusioned man who receives an invitation to win $1 million by taking part in a reality television game on the dark web. His life is on the line. And it all starts really when Andy Samberg, playing himself, rolls up in a limo and says, "Do you want to get in?" So we're going to be talking about how Eduardo landed in this role and coming up with the tone of the character, this production assistant. We're going to hear all about that. We're going to hear his thoughts on the bigger message of the movie. And if he himself would get into a limo that had Andy Samberg offering a ride, with really no further details beyond that. Eduardo's also going to give us an answer as to why he was not in the cast shot for Stranger Things 5. Will he be in this new season at all? And he's also going to give some small details on his part in the upcoming A24 movie, Y2K. All that and more, we're talking Self-Reliance. It's Kyle Meredith with Eduardo Franco.
What's up, man?
Of course, been a fan over the past few years, but especially this new movie with Self-Reliance. One of the most original, you know, movies that I've seen, at least in a while. It's so fun. Everybody is so good on this. How does a movie like this get pitched to you? How did it arrive to you?
Wendy O'Brien, the casting director, had the pleasure of getting to work with her and know her because of just early on when I first started, she called me in for auditions and You know, we just she's a fun, real cool casting director. Going to her office is always a blast because if it's a comedy or whatever, she's always open to playing around and stuff and goofing off and maybe even taking it a little further than the script. It's hilarious. So it's super fun. She, I guess, told Jake and them that she was like, oh, you know, maybe put Eduardo in there for this part. And then I guess they hit up my people. Then my people were like, yo, let's get Eduardo. They want to try and get you in this movie. I had a little Zoom meeting like this with Jake. And he was just like, yeah, it's a chill little part, but it'll be fun. He was like, I promise it'll be fun. He was like really worried and concerned that I'd be like, oh no, I can't do this. Are you kidding me? You know, but I was like, man, of course, dog. Like, let's work, man. Let's do something. Let's get something done. And so yeah, you know, then finally it came in and it was time to work and it was dope, man. It was a blast. It's like a couple days out of my life. It shot out here in SoCal, so it was nice, you know, didn't have to fly out anywhere to shoot something. Everything always shoots out of town, you know, somewhere else in the world, so it was nice to actually get to work here. But yeah, it was dope, man.
Yeah, and so you play the production assistant ninja, depending on you know who we're talking to, who's naming who on this part. But I mean, so, and it's such an interesting character. Like, it's true, like there's not a lot of allotted screen time by the end of it, but you make so much use of the screen time that you have and it becomes so memorable, like instantly.
That's dope.
Like, what, like, is it all on the page? Is there character development? I mean, how did you come up with the tone?
First of all, I appreciate you saying that, man. That's very sweet of you. I'm glad it, you know, sort of did resonate or pop with you, you know, because you're right. It's like, I'm sprinkled in, you know, the movie, but whatchamacallit. As far as like, how did we come up with the tone or whatever? I remember shooting it, a couple different, like the first day we tried like a couple ways where it was like the creepy version, obviously what ended up, you know, in the final cut. And then there was like a more playful version because it was like, you know, we're the PA ninjas and we don't normally say anything to the contestants. But because we were like such huge fans of him because we believed in him, that's why we like broke out of the shadows and we're like, hey, man, we're just big fans of you. So there was a version that was a little more playful and more like, yeah, I'm a big fan of yours. But then there was like that creepy one that where it was like really like dead, really like just straight to the point. And I'm glad they did go with that one because I think just because it's kind of we're taking it kind of very serious. I think that's what makes it funnier is really playing the part of like that creepy stealthy ninja that's just whispering to you. And I think that naturally made it funnier as opposed to coming in and trying to make it funny, you know?
I mean, that's yeah. It's like one of the great one-on-ones of comedy, right? You've got to believe it. It can't, you know, like you've got to own it, like whatever that is.
Yeah, exactly. It's always a gamble. I think you never know, at least for me, I never know if it is actually funny or not until like someone else says like, oh, that's good. Or, oh, that is funny. Or if like I hear you know, someone else behind the camera laughing, you know, if it's whether it's cam operators or something, you know, a grip or something, like if they're chuckling or something, I'm like, okay, we're doing something right. These people, they're hard at work. And the fact that they still got a funny bone in them and they can process it during, you know, during the job, I'm like, oh, all right, we're getting something done here.
I want you to know that, not long after we watched the movie so I watched the movie here and my wife is right next to me this was just last night and time passes. We're in, you know, we're watching it from the bed. She falls asleep. I get up out of the bed, leave the room. I come back. And the first thing I do is lean over her. Are you sure you want to go to sleep now?
Yeah.
Like it's already worked its way in to just like the everyday.
Like, oh, that's dope. Yeah. That's good, man. I'm glad it's popping out of the screen, man. Cause that's so funny. Me and my friends always joke about when we watch a movie and you just adopt this new personality now. So
it's right there. It's already happening.
It's an honor to be, you know, a new personality in your life. You know what I mean? That's dope. That's really cool.
I feel like you've probably done that a few times with some of your roles, but this is, you know, this is the latest one, definitely, with what's going on here. And we'll be right back right after this. Shout out to Astapro for sponsoring this episode and providing us with free samples. I live in Kentucky, in the Midwest, and allergies, yeah, I suffer. When I say I suffer from allergies, I suffer from allergies. And around here, everyone I know deals with allergies to some degree. And for a long time, I thought it was just something that I would have to live with, which is a real problem for anything, but especially when you're a radio host. It affects my voice, it affects my mood, it affects everything. And I feel like I've tried all the medicines. Some of them work better than others, but there's never a perfect one out there, especially because some of them take forever to actually work and some of them don't work at all. And then there's Astapro, the fastest solution to nasal allergy symptoms. It's what I use now, and it's definitely changed my life. Astapro is the first of its kind nasal allergy spray. It's the fastest 24-hour over-the-counter allergy spray. It starts working in 30 minutes, while other allergy sprays take hours. Astapro is the first and only 24-hour steroid-free allergy spray. Astapro delivers full prescription-strength indoor and outdoor allergy relief from nasal congestion, runny and itchy nose, and sneezing. With all the pollen in the air, with all the dust around the corners of the house, even with the allergies I have from my dog, Astapro has been the nasal spray that has helped me with all of my allergies. And it can help you too. Get fast-acting nasal allergy symptom relief with Astapro. Go to astaproallergy.com for a discount so you can Astapro and go today. Astepro allergy.com. That's Astepro allergy.com. Astapro and go. Use as directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies. Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Eduardo Franco. What can we say about this too? Because but how do you see this? Because you have this dark web game and sort of thinking about what this movie says, right? Like there's those moments of how far can we push reality TV? I think even going back to like Running Man in the 80s, like the Schwarzenegger, you know?
Yeah.
Like there's a bit of that, a little Truman Show, a little Under the Silver Lake. Like for you, I mean, I don't know. It's almost like a corny question, but what is the message you get from this story?
Oh, I mean, I guess... Jesus, I wish I could, God, I wish I like, you know, went to college or something so I could word things better. But, I think I think the movie's intention and everything is like, I think the whole plot of the game show and the stakes and the bounty on his head and all that, I think that is the backdrop on this average everyday a guy, you know what I mean, that is enduring, you know, the struggles of everyday life. It's like going to work, having the same schedule, and then also people going in and out of his life, whether it's his father or it's like a long-term relationship, you know, with his lady that you know ends up just walking out of his life, and then also never truly getting to the end of the mystery. You know what I mean? Like his mystery's always been like, why did my father leave? And it's like, why did my girl leave? Like never actually facing you know, the reality that he's living. And so I think that's what separates this movie, makes it a little, you know, that's what gives you this original like experience watching this one. Is like, sure, there's the plot of everything. The stakes are there. It's creepy. You're wondering like, oh Jesus, you know, because as the days keep like ticking, you're like, he's getting closer, but it's also getting freakier. Like, what's gonna happen now? But at the same time, like he's also dealing with his own struggles while surviving, and it's kind of dope to see that, because I feel like we do that as people, but we're not aware of the fact that we're multitasking all these hard things that we call life, man. We're dealing with multiple struggles at once. I don't know if that answers your question, but I think that's, you know.
I mean, there can't be a wrong answer to sort of your own take to begin with. But I was the way it plays with us, the way the movie plays with us as, you know, is he crazy or is he not? Because that's set up right from the beginning.
Yeah.
Like I started thinking about those. Do you know the people who think they're God?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like there are people. And that's what I started thinking about. Like, what if
they're in a game show? What if they're playing this game that we don't know about? What if there's cameras following them and that we can't see? Yeah, I don't know. I mean, those guys are also like cult leaders, wouldn't you call them?
A lot of them are. I mean, there's some that are just like everyday people walking around and they think they're God. And they're convinced of it, you know? It's like earthquakes happen across the world because I changed my route today, you know.
That's people that believe in astrology too. That's them, you know. That's them thinking the world revolves around them, you know, because of the star alignment of when they were born or something, whatever that's supposed to mean. Yeah,
just the idea of like, dog. Yeah, if you get one of those people and they're in a game show, like they'd be like, of course I'm in a game show, you know, of course. Yeah, it's
That would be way too on the nose and too perfect for somebody like that, who is already like in that state of mind of like, I am a God. And then you just put them on a game show and say the cameras are on you. That's just way too much power to give them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's just, right.
Like, I don't know if the PA ninjas are going to jump out of the shadows and like root for him. You know,
not one of our favorites.
They're going to be like, yeah, no, ain't nobody giving that guy clues. You know, they're going to wait and see the big tall dude with the Michael Jackson jacket choke him out.
Yeah. If Andy Samberg pulls up in a limo and asks you to get in, do you get in?
Oh dude, that, I don't know. That is like, it depends what state of mind I'm in. It depends what point in my life I'm in, because I feel like, because dude, that is crazy. Saying that out loud sounds insane. Andy Samberg in a limo says get in. Oh man, depends where I'm on my, where like where I'm headed to, you know what I mean? If I'm like on my way to like a doctor's appointment or a dentist appointment, then yeah, I'm getting in. I'd much rather have an excuse not to go, you know what I mean? But it's like if I'm on my way to a job or something, and it's, then I'm like, ah man, I don't want to let anybody down. I don't want to, you know, I don't want to be that guy, you know. Or at least, hey, can we, like, can he vouch for me, or like, right, give me a real excuse, something, I don't know. And I'm not trying to say I'm like Andy Samberg isn't enough for me to jump in the limousine, you know what I mean? But man, if he says jump in the limousine and let's you know, let's hop on a boat, let's do it, man.
Especially if he says let's hop on a boat,
or if he's like let's go watch fucking Chronicles of Narnia, I'm like, yeah, let's go do it, dog. Hell yeah.
And we'll be right back right after this. Welcome back, it's Kyle Meredith with Eduardo Franco. Man, it is such a fun movie, and again I say that about you know, so much of the stuff that you've been in. Of course, you know, we mentioned Stranger Things. There's a lot of mystery. There's a lot of mystery about your characters. There's a lot of mystery about your real life right now, I should point out, because the internet's a bit chatty right now that there is a cast picture, but there, you're absent. You're not in the cast picture that we're seeing.
Oh, in the...
For Stranger Things 5, yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, I'm here. Yeah. I'm here. I'm at home, man. I'm chilling.
Is that something you can say? Are you in the new season?
I haven't gotten a phone call. That's all. Like, that's literally. I wish I knew more. You know what I mean? I haven't gotten a phone call.
No, I say this. I've talked to enough of the cast members where I understand certain words have to be said in certain ways, regardless. So I understand.
No. Straight, like, this isn't like me, like, oh, like trying to keep a mystery. Dog, I haven't gotten a phone call.
That's surprising. You know, no, that's still surprising. You're one of the most memorable characters.
I appreciate that, man.
Seriously, are. I can't understand why you haven't got a phone call.
I don't know, man. Maybe they're too busy working. You know what I mean? That I'm not sure, but I haven't gotten a phone call.
Well, I certainly hope that phone call comes.
I appreciate that, dog. Yeah. Thank you, man.
Or a spinoff. I could take a spinoff of your character. That's you know.
What's the guy doing now, man? Is the guy did he grow up? You know what I mean? Did he get a job?
Still driving the van? Like,
yeah. Or is he like crunching numbers now and like at a desk somewhere? No, I just haven't gotten a phone call, man. We'll see.
Outside of that, Y2K, did I see? Is that one of your upcoming ones?
Yeah. Got a little part in that one too.
Yeah. That's a fun, like I was one of the kids throwing a party that night.
That's dope.
You know, so I'm looking forward to seeing what adventure happens in this. I don't know much about it. Is there anything you can say about that one?
Y2K? I don't know what I am allowed to say about that movie, but all I can say, it was a blast. It was fun. Shot out in Jersey. You know what I mean? It's going to, how do I describe this without saying anything that I'm not legally allowed to? I think what you just said, where you're like, I was one of those people throwing a party around that time. That's who I guess like it's going to mostly resonate with, but the movie is open for everyone to enjoy. But I think it's going to hit real hard for someone like you. If that's, I mean, I'm looking at all these posters behind you. You got, yeah. I mean, yeah, dude, it's gonna pop off for you, man. You're gonna probably lose it with how hilarious and just like just bonkers that era was, man.
It was so silly.
Was fun, man.
The clock struck 12, and I am sure there was someone at the local power plant who said, this is gonna be hilarious, and they just flicked the switch really fast. Like
yeah, dude, that's so crazy. Like it's like, how often are they going to keep coming up with those, like, those sort of, like, end of the world dates? You know what I mean? Like, I can't wait till it's, let's see, what's the next one? Let's see, imagine, like, April 20th, 2069. So it's going to be 4/20/69. Can't you just, like, God, I hope I live long enough to how many years is that from now? It's 24, so
it's got some years. Like, yeah, you know,
I hope I live long enough to see 4/20/69. I want to know what's gonna happen that day. What is gonna, you know, are they gonna like vandalize the Hollywood sign again? Like, what's gonna happen on 4/20/69? Oh man, are Klondike's gonna bring back the Choco Taco for 4/20/69? I don't know, something. Something, the McRib will come back in permanently, maybe on 4/20/69. That'll cause the end of the world. Yeah. It'll cause the downfall of civilization. Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
The Ice Age will emerge. I don't know.
We'll know in the future. In the meantime, self-reliance is so good. Eduardo, thank you so much for taking the time to talk about it. Seriously, man, this has been so fun.
Doug, thank you, man. I appreciate you, man.
My thanks to Eduardo, Self-Reliance, playing now on Hulu. Thanks, of course, to you for checking out the episode. Again, please do hit that subscribe button wherever you're listening from so you can keep up with all the interviews that we put out every single week, new and every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, any of the usual spots, including Spotify, Apple Podcast, at nprwfpk.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcasts from, subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. And don't forget to also give the series a rating, leave a review if you are so inspired. I would be so grateful. After that, head over to WFPK.org, where I do a show Monday through Friday starting at 6 p.m. Eastern. You get 4 hours of classics from the 90s, 80s. You get the best in new music. There's bonus interviews, lots of music news as well. One of my recent shows featured the music of The Who and Tom Petty and The Pretenders, Liz Phair, Living Color, U2, Al Green, Billie Holiday, Angie McMahon, Blonde Shell, The Sneaker Pimps, Dandy Warhols, Real Estate, Tom Waits, Brittany Howard, The Killers, Lady Gaga, Mitski, Allman Brothers Band, MGMT, David Bowie, The Poets of Rhythm, and it had my interview with the cast of Culprits, which also out now on Hulu. Just an example of what you get every weeknight starting at 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news. You can also find me on the old social media sites. The address is always the same, at Kyle Meredith. So do hope you like, follow along. That does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith, and I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Good stuff, man. Take care, dude.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.